Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for your midweek edition of Perfect 10. Is your brain ready for a Wednesday workout? I hope so. As always, I've got puzzles and brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. I'm here Monday to Friday with 10 new questions in every episode, so please make sure you subscribe, you follow, or you like, so you don't miss a single episode, because then it will load automatically. Today is the 28th of February, and it was on this day in 1953 that Francis Crick and James Watson announced they had discovered the chemical structure of the DNA molecule using studies of X-ray diffraction developed by Rosalind Franklin, wonderful female scientist, and Maurice Wilkins. Speaking of discoveries, it's time to discover if you are a quiz genius, because here come your questions for Wednesday's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10, and we're starting with a game. In the British version of the board game Scrabble, which of these letter tiles is worth the most points? Is it X or is it Z? You've probably played the game before, but can you remember the points values of the tiles, X or Z? Question two is our hearsay round. Listen to this audio mystery and see if you can find the title of a very famous animated Disney movie. That's what I'm looking for.
Exciting scenes at this movie premiere, and coming up next on the red carpet, it's the current Miss World, and she's here with... What is that?
Hearsay, say what you hear. Can you figure out that famous Disney movie? Question three, Carol Luttrell thinking. It's lovely, it's time for some maths. Don't groan. In a single day, how many seconds are there between 2:30 p.m. and 5:20 p.m? Count the seconds and see if you can come up with the correct answer. Remember, you can pause or rewind the quiz at any point you feel like you need some extra time. I think you will for that question. It's definitely allowed. It is not cheating here on Perfect 10. Question four, as ever, is our memory round, where I put your recall to the test. As it's Wednesday, it's Where Are We Wednesday? So listen very closely to this clip about a famous city as a question will follow.
Okay, settle down, everybody. It's time to start our geography lesson, and today we are going to learn all about the beautiful city of Edinburgh. Edinburgh is, of course, the capital of Scotland. It is bound to the north by the Firth of Forth estuary and to the south by the Pentland Hills. With a population of around 506,000, it is the second most populous city in Scotland and the seventh most populous city in the whole of the UK. The city's skyline is populated by a number of impressive sites, including the 200 feet high Scott Monument, the Scottish Parliament building that was first opened in 2004, and the ancient volcano Arthur's Seat that has an elevation of 823 feet. Edinburgh is the home of a very famous annual Fringe Festival, which began way back in 1947. In 2019, the festival featured more than 59,000 performances of 3,841 different shows in 322 venues.
Lots of information there about the wonderful and beautiful city of Edinburgh. Now, here comes your question. The ancient volcano, Arthur's Seat, has an elevation of how many feet? Could you remember that particular piece of information? I want the answer in feet. Okay, moving on. Questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of what we call the three Fs: frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's your question 5, and it's time for a movie. Jamie Bell plays a young ballet dancer in which film from the year 2000? It's a very famous film, but do you know the answer? Moving on to question 6, and we're heading to America. In America, what is the state capital of Hawaii? Is the answer to this one sitting somewhere in the back of your brain? going to Hawaii. Time for question 7. The Vanilla Ice song Ice Ice Baby features a sample of which 1981 UK number one single? What do you think the answer could be? Have a think back. See if you know the lyrics. Find the sample. Is that Perfect 10 score now in touching distance for you today? Let's find out. For question 8, 2 in, 2 out, you will need to swap and spell. Here comes the question. Which two letters can you change in the word trough, T-R-O-U-G-H, to make the surname of a former England footballer? I want the surname of that footballer, please. 2 in, 2 out for a point. Question 9 is the round we call, I know this because there's a good chance you might know the answer. You're not you when you're hungry is an advertising slogan for which chocolate bar? Does that slogan sound familiar? You're not you when you're hungry. Even if it doesn't, guess a chocolate bar. You might still get a point. Well, we're almost there. It's question 10. It's time for Wednesday's anagram. Which former British Prime Minister is an anagram of random advice? Random, R-A-N-D-O-M, advice, A-D-V-I-C-E. Can you find that Prime Minister? And that's today's Perfect 10. Gosh, it goes fast. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to us so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast. As soon as it lands, it will upload automatically. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. So did you crack it? Did you get a Perfect 10 score? Time to find out. Here come the answers.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Question 1 and today's starter for a Perfect 10 was this. In the British version of the board game Scrabble, which of these letter tiles is worth the most points? Is it X or is it Z? And the answer is Z. A Z is worth 10 points and an X is only worth 8. I think that's a lot and well done if you've used either at any point in Scrabble. Question 2 was our hearsay round, and I was looking for the title of a famous animated Disney movie.
Exciting scenes at this movie premiere, and coming up next on the red carpet, it's the current Miss World, and she's here with... What is that?
Well, could you work out what the answer was? The answer is the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast. Disney produced a 2017 live-action remake of the film that starred Emma Watson as the lead character Belle and Dan Stevens as the Beast. Question 3, and it was a maths-based caro-lateral thinking question. In a single day, how many seconds are there between 2:30 p.m. and 5:20 p.m? And the answer is 10,200 seconds. That's a lot of them. How do you work it out? Well, there are 170 minutes in total. So to work out the seconds, you multiply by 60 and you get the answer 10,200. Very well done if you got that one right. And using a calculator also is not cheating. Question 4 was our Where to Go Wednesday memory round, and we were learning all about Edinburgh. I asked you, the ancient volcano Arthur's Seat has an elevation of how many feet? Were you paying attention? I hope you were. The answer is 823 feet. Question 5 now, and it was the beginning of today's 3 F's. Jamie Bell plays a young ballet dancer in which film from the year 2000? Well, the movie, of course, was Billy Elliot. Question 6, and I asked you, in America, what's the state capital of Hawaii? The answer is Honolulu, and it is America's westernmost and southernmost major US city. Question 7 was about a song. The Vanilla Ice song, Ice Ice Baby, features a sample of which 1981 UK number one single? The answer is Under Pressure. You can hear it now, can't you? Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. Vanilla Ice's real name is Robert Van Winkle, And in 2011, he was a competitor on the TV show Dancing on Ice. I think I prefer him being called Vanilla Ice, to be honest. Question 8, and it's the answer to today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word trough to make the surname of a former England footballer? If you change the T to a C and the G to another C, you get Crouch, C-R-O-U-C-H, as in, of course, the ginormous Peter Crouch. Peter Crouch earned 42 international caps when playing for England, and he scored a massive 22 goals. Question 9 was, I know this. You're not you when you're hungry is an advertising slogan for which chocolate bar, did you know? Well, it's Snickers. Famous faces who've appeared in the You're Not You When You're Hungry campaign include Joan Collins and Rowan Atkinson, in character as Mr. Bean. And finally, question 10 was today's anagram. Which former British Prime Minister is an anagram of random advice? Did you get the answer? It was David Cameron, the Conservative. So, did you score a perfect 10? If so, let us know. If not, this will be tomorrow. Remember, make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast and across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our rounds or any of our bonus visual social content. Oh yes, at Perfect10Carol. Go there and become part of the family. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.